You smell something?
I'd call that a big yes.
I feel so funky.
Bankman, get a sample of this. This is hot, Ray.
I'm very excited. I'm very pleased. I want you to get right down there.
Smell something?
That's right, everybody. You are tuned in to CKUT 90.3 FM, Greater Montreal. Visit us on the web at www.ckut.ca, where you might listen live and know that you are tuned in to another episode of Listen. You smell something? Right here, and the Durf Man is here, the Logic is here, and the Habs will be back next year. I'm sure, because what a ride it was, and it's kind of what's on everybody's mind, I guess. Unless, of course, you're, you know, watching the world scene, and yeah, things going on. But anyways, we got a lot to be sad about, thankful about, and to be hopeful about for next year. And what a miraculous run from the Habs. Let's go with some music. We're starting it off with the old classic here, and we'll be back in a little bit. Trust me, the Durf Man really is here.
Thank you.
Thank you. bawling and crying going on talking about your man gonna leave you. Don't you know how to keep your man? Come on over and let me tell you how to keep your man. You got to put on him, baby. Oh, yeah. You got to show him. You got to show him he can't keep up with you. Because if you put on him right, mama, you know what? Ain't nothing he can do. And if he ever talk about leaving you, if he ever talk about quitting you, baby, ain't but one thing. Ain't but one thing you got to do. You know what that is, baby? You know what that is, mama? You got to put on it.
Hard to find, and what's been played on.
Well, all right, everybody. That's right. You are tuned in to CKUT 90.3 FM. It is currently 1:23 in the morning. It's almost Friday o'clock. Well, it actually technically is Friday on your clock, but it might not be Friday in your day, but it's almost there. The weekend is nigh. Let's hit the background music so we can get into some business. The Durf Man's going to name some songs for you. Of course he's going to do that because that's his thing that he does. He handles the puck and sets up the play. See, and then I knock it home with my sparkling commentary. You see? Speaking of sparkling, Chris Paul has got the Phoenix Suns after an 11-year playoff drought straight into the finals. Just marched right on in there and started knocking things over. Like some kind of 36-year-old monster basketball cyborg. Chris Paul is a monster, let me tell you. He's a little 6-foot robot mouse with laser-guided missiles from the mid-range. It's really something else, and I am so thrilled that Phoenix appears to be on the way to a two-game lead in these here finals. But more on that later in the pre-recording, because as of this speech, the game is still underway. Don't get me wrong, I dig me some Milwaukee. I don't really have no beef with either team winning the championship, but I got a special place in my heart for the Phoenix Suns and Mr. Chris Paul. Here's the Durf Man with some information now about songs and anything else he chooses to discuss.
All right, songs. So we started the show with Lafayette Afro Rock Band with Darkest Light, and Giancarlo Gazzani with Under Drama, and then the Soul Searchers with Funk to the Folks. By the way, if anybody's offended by that Italian thing, my parents are Italian, all right? Born here, but Italian parents. Then we had the Corner Boys after the Soul Searchers with Take It Easy, Soul Brother. Then Soul Brothers Inc. with Put It On Him. You gotta put it on him. Yeah. Then we had Curtis Mayfield with Ain't No Love Lost. Alright, so I'm forced to put on my Habs fan cap here and just say that, you know, I did watch pretty much every game. It was a fun ride. Let's hope they do it again next year. And Carey Price had harsh words about himself, but apparently Shea Weber was saying that, yeah, it's the whole team that wasn't playing well in front of him, and I agree with Shea. And it was fun. First time in 28 years that they make it to the finals, and they have the Suzuki and the Caulfield, the Romanovs that are pretty young and up and coming, Kotkaniemi. So it's going to be interesting to watch those guys develop in the next year or two or three. And that's, yeah, I mean,
what can you say?
What? Well, look, there's a lot of other things I could say about the refereeing, which was atrocious, especially in the Vegas series.
Damn zebras.
Bettman, when he presented the cup to the Lightning, not saying a word about the Habs, that was kind of suspicious. Kind of like...
What a jerk.
Kind of pissed off that Vegas didn't make it to the finals there, Bettman. Is that it?
How dismissive.
And then, look, the whole thing with the referees, I mean, if you want conspiracy theorists not to think that the games are rigged, yeah. NHL, you better make it less obvious or something. Anyways, moving on. We've got some more songs coming up right here on CKUT 90.3 FM. Stick around.
We'll be right back.
basketball.
time. Cause I'll be checking all the time. Ain't no half stepping. We gotta do it good. Ain't no half stepping. Like you know you should.
Well, all right, y'all. You are tuned in to CKUT 90.3. Of course, this is yet another episode of Listen. Did you smell something? Because we really don't let anything get in the way of the weekly production. Now, I also, I'm going to have to echo the Durf Man's thoughts that, you know, it was quite a ride. It was a special season for the Habs. And also, honestly, it really is going to be a lasting special memory the way we clinched the Cup Finals. We clinched the spot in the Cup Finals right on St. Jean Day. That was something else. I mean, come on. When's that ever going to happen again? Come on. Anyways, that having been said, thank you for being with us here. It is currently 1:51 in the morning. Hope you are driving safe out there, if indeed you are driving. And besides that, well, what can I say except the Durf Man's got some song names and informations for you, and he's going to give them to you right about now.
All right, so songs. We just...
So business-like.
All right, we heard Lunar Funk with Slip the Drummer 1. And then Labby Sifri with I Got the... I think it was Blues. Then there was The Organization with Smoky Feeling. Oh, yeah. And then Heat Wave with Ain't No Half Steppin'. Followed by Juice with Catch a Groove. And coming up, we got some Commodores coming your way.
That's right, and I'd like to take another moment to say, go Suns, it is now 2-0 Phoenix in the finals. Not that I don't like myself some Giannis Antetokounmpo, but Chris Paul really has been in the league for 16 years, and something always seemed to come along, an injury, a collective team collapse, something always getting in the way of this guy's rightful place atop the mountaintop here at least once with a title, and looks like that's about to get rectified permanently in 2 more games. And the Durf Man asked me earlier if Chris Paul was one of the good guys, and with a few equivocations and asterisks, I have to say that yeah, in this current daily age of NBA super teams and, you know, massive egos that must be fed even at the cost of all competitive balance in the league, and I will destroy the world if it means that, you know, people will respect me on the all of this king crap, bull jargon, super front-running bully crap, yeah, Chris Paul's the good guy.
Letting it all hang out, hey. Brick house. the stack, that's a fact. Ain't holding nothing back now. I shook it, God, shook it down now. I shook it, God, shook it down now. I shook it, God, shook it down now. I shook it, God, shook it, God, God. I shook it, God, shook it down now. I shook it, God, shook it down now. I shook it, God, shook it down now. I shook it, God, shook it down. Brick house. Yeah, she's mighty, mighty. We'll be right back.
Never fear, Pam Grier is here.
A black goddess come to Earth.
Pam Grier is Friday Foster, and she's running with a heavy crowd. Yaphet Kotto, Eartha Kitt, Godfrey Cambridge, Jim Backus, Dalmas Rasulala, Ted Lange, and Scatman Crothers in Friday Foster. When some big money dudes in the Capitol got too hungry for power, Friday made their plans turn sour.
Happy New Year, boss.
She's a super sister who's gonna hit D.C. like a beautiful stick of TNT.
Look out!
When this fox shakes her tail, half of Washington may end up in jail.
Oh, have mercy!
Her name is Friday, but you can dig her any day of the week. Pam Grier is Friday Foster. Rated R. Under 17, not admitted without parent.